Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we welcome you and pray that the Lord blesses you and meets your need as you draw close to Him. Well, if you were able to hear last week's broadcast, on the last couple of days, I shared that I had been going through some files and ran across an old prophetic word, an old letter, I should say. The prophetic word, the Word of God, is always new and fresh. We read the prophetic words of the prophets of the Old Testament, which were given hundreds of years ago, and some of them are just being fulfilled in the times in which we're living. So God's Word is a living Word. His Scriptures, there's nothing higher than the Word of God, the Scriptures of God. And the purpose of prophecy is to edify, to comfort, to exhort. And so that's from time to time is why I share. Anyway, I ran across this prophetic word and I thought it would be a blessing if I shared it with you on the broadcast, because some of you used to attend our services when we were in the San Francisco Bay Area. Brother God was an evangelist, traveled throughout the Western United States. We were on many, many radio broadcasts, many stations throughout the country. And some of you, perhaps, if you've been with this ministry or listen to the ministry for some time, he started on this station in 1970, and he went home to be with the Lord in 1979, we were in the San Francisco Bay Area. So without further ado, let me continue to share. I shared most of it last week, but I promised I would complete what the Lord had given him in March of 1979. Prepare the way for my appearing. Lo, I shall come like a thief in the night, and catch away those who are prepared, who are looking and waiting for me. The hour soon approaches. I shall do a quick work in these last days. The hour of my appearing is not for you to know, but I say to you, he that is unprepared, arise and be ready. For the time shall not be far off. The beginning of sorrows and more sorrows is come on the earth. But my people shall come under my covering. When the wicked travail in sorrow, my people shall sing songs of praise. When the wicked clutch their bellies for lack of food, my people shall find the Lord's provision more than enough. When persecution arises against my church, and many are offered unto death because of their faith, because they joyfully and loudly proclaim they are my children, they shall be even as Stephen, whose face shone with the glory of God, as the entrance into my presence, the presence of the Lord, was open to him. They shall know no fear. They shall rejoice in the hour of their persecution. Many will see the work of deliverance mightily worked in their behalf. Lo, the hand of the Lord shall be a strength. The hand of the Lord and his presence shall be a covering. And the people of the Most High shall not retreat. They shall advance only. Look and see. Wait and hear. The latter end shall be greater than the former. Fill your lamps with fresh oil. Trim your lamps, even your bodies, saith the Lord, through the working of the Holy Spirit, mortifying the deeds of the body. For you shall live. Rejoice and be glad, for the hour of my return approaches. This shall be a time of new beginnings for you through him who is the beginning and the ending, yea, the Alpha and the Omega, the Logos of God shall declare the full end of all things, and it shall not fail, nor shall one word go unfulfilled. My people, my faithful ones, shall know my blessings pure and undefiled. Lo, I have declared to you this day more forcefully, more powerfully, than all that I have belongs to you. Draw near to me, so I can unveil to you the mystery of my speaking and working, and show you how to receive the blessings I have to bestow upon you. Nothing shall be kept back. Only believe, only yield and submit to me as you have never done before. Only surrender everything on the altar of obedience, and you shall have the desires of your heart, saith the Lord to his beloved. Praise God. Well, we can see, even though that was written decades ago, it sure speaks to the time in which we're living. Times are growing ever darker, beloved, but the Lord will be a strength and a comfort to his people. Let me share a passage of scripture in the Word of God, which contain beautiful words of assurance and comfort from the Lord, found in 1 John 3, verse 1. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. That's the NIV translation. Beloved, God is very mindful of just how much you and I can bear. Sometimes, don't you feel like you said, Lord, I can't take any more. The battles are so fierce. The burdens are so heavy. But beloved, he sees every tear that we shed, and he hears our knocking at his door. The Word of God shows us how we are God's children, and he, very simply, is our Father. This glorious relationship has been played down so much by some who simply will not take God at his word. If a godly natural father loves his children, can we not relate in some small degree as to how our Heavenly Father feels? If your life is under attack by Satan, beloved, or if your heart is so troubled so much that it seems like your prayers are like bricks that keep falling back down around your feet, be encouraged. God is listening. And one of the things I have shared, I've never concentrated a great deal on it. I always give an invitation for you to write and share your needs. But this is a ministry of prayer. And this is a time that God wants to stir you as never before, to give you a new anointing. Yes, we are in his hands, and that beautiful assurance is ours. It can't be taken away. We are in his hands. He is ours, and we are his. We belong to him. We are his children. And God wants us to be in health, spiritually, physically, mentally, in every way. Psalm 107, 19 and 20 states, "Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble," or in their distress, I think the King James says, "and he saved them from their distress. He sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave." 3 John 2 states, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." In Acts, the 10th chapter, verse 38, we are told that Jesus healed all that were oppressed by the devil. In 1 John 3 and 8, we are told that the Son of God was manifested. Why? Why did Jesus come? It tells us in this verse, for the purpose of destroying the works of the devil. If Jesus came, and he did, and he healed all those who were oppressed of the devil then, well, he's still doing the same now. As I shared last week, Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Now, we should look not just to the historical Jesus, it's recorded in the Gospels, what he did, why he came, but he's the God, not only of eternity, but he's our God today. Hebrews 13 and 8 says that. God kept Jacob and the children of Israel as the apple of his eye. What is that? The cornea, that area that is, our eyes are so sensitive. He said that to Jacob in Deuteronomy 32 and 10. And beloved, that's how God feels about his people. You, my child, you, my brother, my sister, you are the apple of his eye. As one of his children, he loves you. And I just feel in the spirit just how beautifully the Lord is reaching out to you right now. Even as we're sharing this time together, he's taking you, as it were, in both of his hands and drawing you closer and closer to him. Haven't you wanted that? Haven't you desired a richer, deeper, closer walk with the Lord? And I'm just obeying the Lord as he speaks to me right now. All down through history, as we read God's word, we see how he always came to the defense of his people. He always was ready to help. He never forsook his people as they served him, and he certainly won't forsake us now. In your times of battle, he has a way of escape. He won't allow us to be tested above which we are able to endure. And if you need prayer, I just want to encourage you that this is a ministry of prayer and correspondence. I alone read and answer the mail and send back whatever God gives me to be a blessing to you. So, you know, and sometimes, I mean, I pray as I answer the mail, as I answer each individual letter, but sometimes I could be doing a host of different things for the work or for the ministry, and I'll think of a need of a partner who wrote, and I'll stop and do everything that I'm doing and just pray personally for whatever those needs God brings back to remembrance. So I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. You may write to our mailing address at the post office box, or if you have email and you so desire, you can write to Judith at Unveil Christ. I alone answer the mail, answer my emails, and I will confirm receipt and pray for you. But if you would like the blessing of a word of God, the scripture, prophetic word, whatever God has for me to share, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our information, and just know that I love you, beloved. I'm praying for my UCM partners, my radio family every day. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.